In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating all the new martyrs and confessors of Russia. And of course we have also this Sunday which takes always the priority, because it is a resurrection of the Lord. And through the Lord's resurrection we are guaranteed resurrection also. And of course, all the new martyrs, they have lived for that new resurrection, for that new life. They expected to have a new life. They had a choice. They had a choice either to survive, as all the martyrs from the early centuries on, they had a choice either to be here going on the wide road with the riches and fame and all kinds of things, and or going in the narrow, thorny way, which many times brought people through lots of sorrows and lots of cross-bearings. Well, those who love God, they have chosen the way that the Lord Himself went, and He went through the narrow, thorny way, and finally went through the crucifixion. He did all that to show us a way which leads to the kingdom of heaven. He said, the wide road does not lead to the kingdom of heaven. And woe unto us when we are looking for that satisfaction and for that happiness here on this earth, not recognizing that this is nothing but a little school that we have to go through. We have to learn to love our Lord more than we love anything in the world. And we have to learn to want to be with the Lord. And the only way we can be with the Lord is we start doing it here on earth. And that first has to come the faith and the hope, and then comes the love. And the love which is going to take over in our heart, and we just will not understand how is it possible not to have memory of the Lord, for He is everywhere present and fills all things. How is it that we can not be aware of His presence? And this is the pride that when it takes over, we don't need anybody. We don't realize that actually the Lord sustains every fiber of our being, that there is nothing in the world that is not sustained by the Lord. The Lord gives everything life, and gives it life abundantly, but we must love Him. And so the royal martyrs were the first ones that have shown the example of how to not to care about the temporary, but to look for the kingdom of heaven. And they were, as you know, arrested, and they were taken into another place and went to a Pontiff's house, and they were maligned, and they were tortured in a sense. Most of all, of course, the torture was a spiritual torture. Can you imagine a father is having news all the time that his sons and daughters are fighting each other and destroying each other? What agony it is for the heart, and then for the father to feel that his children, they cannot have love for one another. And by not having love for one another, they're closing themselves the road to the kingdom of heaven. And the Tsar had to, in the Tsaritsa, they had to listen and to see the newspapers that were brought to them, showing of all the terrible things that are happening all over their country. And this was a very, very painful, more painful than if there was any kind of a physical torture, in all probability, because the mental tortures are most of the time is more painful to endure. And they had to endure all those things. And finally, they were executed. They were shot, all of them. And my beloved, they showed the way. They showed the way for the rest of the country to follow them into the kingdom of heaven. And they followed this, starting from the patriarch and the first metropolitan of Kiev, that was Vladimir, by the name, that was executed, and all those, the bishops and the priests and the deacons and the readers, subdeacons and readers, and all walks of life, every from the czar down to the plain worker. Everybody went and had the choice to make. They go for the temporary or they go for the eternal. And there were literally millions that went for the eternal because they knew that this world is very, very short-lived. And this world, if we don't follow the Lord, we are not going to be able to get the kingdom of heaven. But we will get the lot with those who hate God. And this is something that we don't want to do. But it's your choice and my choice. We have to make the church here while we're here on earth. It's every day we have to make the choice. Can we go on compromises? No. The road to compromise does not lead to heaven. One of the bishops made the biggest mistake, and he had decided to go to a compromise and to make a declaration that he is going to be faithful to the government, the atheistic government. And he demanded that all the other clergy would sign this document. And of course, 95% or more, they did not sign the document. And when they didn't sign the document, they signed a death sentence for themselves, because then they were considered as being the enemy of the people, and they were brought in, and literally thousands of priests and hundreds of bishops were executed and went through tortures and concentration camps and jails and psychiatric houses, and went through all kinds of tortures because they refused to sign the contract with the Antichrist, with those who were in the power, those who were the God-fighting forces. You know that that's what they have done. They started to destroy churches, close them down, and they started to destroy one another, and then started to forbid to teach and preach about God. And this is the kind of a martyrs that this Russian land has given. Is actually probably gave more martyrs than all the martyrs that were from the beginning of the century up to now, that the 70 years of the communist reign in Russia had given more martyrs and confessors to the Lord, that went after the Lord. They showed the great love. Nothing could take them away from the love of the Lord. Nothing. No pains, not fire, no water, nothing, as it says in the scriptures. Nothing can take away from the love of the Lord. And they went that road, and they're inviting us to go that road. Don't think that we could make it to heaven if we are wound up, slipped from the narrow thorny road to the wide road here on earth. If everything goes hunky-dory, everything is so fine here, and nobody's persecuting us, and nobody is giving us any trouble, and we have no sickness, no sorrows, and all those things, this is a dangerous road. And then start to be glad when things do fall on your head, whether it's malignment, whether it's sicknesses, whether it's all kinds of other sorrows. Know that you are heading in the right direction, and a narrow, thorny way which will lead to the kingdom of heaven. Now, the Russian people, and especially the royal family and all those who have went after them to the kingdom of heaven, they're pleading with us and saying, don't pay much attention to this world. Look for the other. Look for the kingdom of heaven first, and everything else will be granted to you. This is what the promise is of the Lord. But you have to take it with faith. You have to take it with faith, and you have to throw away all your ambitions and all those things that you plan to do on this earth for the neither glory of yourself or even for your country and so on. But think of mainly about your heart. Think of how can you clean the heart so that you can be able to make it a house for the Holy Spirit, for the Lord himself, that will come to make abode in it with Father and the Holy Spirit. This is what our main concern should be. And everything else is not that important. Start thinking that way. If you start thinking that way, then you will all of a sudden start to get peace. All of a sudden you will not be having to have to bouts with the angers and the irritations and hatreds and all those things that are very prevalent in the world for the people that are not feeling God's presence with them. When we feel God's presence, we feel and we actually behave differently towards each other. We cannot get angry when the Lord is with us. We cannot start hating when the Lord is with us. You know that. We have love and we have tenderness and we have compassion then. And when we see somebody struggle, somebody doing something wrong, we don't judge them. We just pray for them that God will forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And oh, please, God, bring them to know the truth. This is the kind of mentality we would have. Then we will start to feel that kingdom of heaven here already on this earth. And then no matter what falls on us, what kind of troubles we go through, we will all be able to do it just and with the gratitude to the Lord and say it with Saint Job in the Old Testament. You of course remember that, how he had to go through all kinds of suffering, but he thanked the Lord for everything. For the Lord, as he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is the way we have to try to live, so that we will be able to finally meet with our relatives. Of course, for most of us, those who have origin from the Russian line, most of our people have some relative that had become a new martyr and confessor. And so they're waiting for us. They're waiting for us to come and to enjoy that blessed life, in the eternal life, where we can glorify and the Lord and love Him and love all our neighbors and be able to be having that beautiful, beautiful, never-ending, peaceful, loving life. Go for that. Let's pray that and all the new martyrs and confessors of Russia will continue to adjust on a little bit more and more towards that narrower path. And if things are going too wide for us, well, let's make the narrower path ourselves, which starts to cut down on things, cut down on the food, cut down on the luxuries, cut down on pleasures and all those things, and make the road more and more narrow, so that we'll be able to finally be able to be free from all these things that are taking attention away from the Lord. God, give us the grace and the love to go after our martyrs and confessors of Russia and all the new martyrs and confessors all over the world, because there are persecutions in China and in different countries. There always has been, and in Greece and other countries, there always was persecution, there always will be. For you have to realize that we are not part of this world. That's what the Lord had said to the disciples. You're not part of this world, and that's why the world will not love you. But we have to love the Lord, and we have to love our neighbors and even our enemies. That is the commandment that the Lord gives us. Let's all go for it, and then we'll be able to rejoice forever. Amen.